But because of the complexity of the condition, there's emerged a subspecialty, which has been called lots of things, urogynecology, female urology. But in the last 2 years, it was officially approved as a subspecialty by the American Board of Medical Subspecialties, and the term is female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. So I am a board-certified female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery doctor, so my entire practice is dedicated to taking care of women with this condition. If you speak about a general OBGYN in their gynecology practice, the significant portion of the women they see will have one of these conditions, and they're often general OBGYNs, and as I said, general urologists will see these people on a weekly basis. As Susie mentioned, it's 25% of women have one or more conditions, and more they're willing to volunteer that and complain of it when they come to the doctor because they're becoming increasingly aware of treatments that are available.